this file is actually quite simple. Basically, what it's going to do is leave you feeling very feminine for an entire day. Actually, it will leave you believing you are a woman for an entire day. After you go to bed tonight, you will wake up tomorrow as a woman and spend the day as a woman. And then, when you go back to sleep tomorrow night, you will return to who you were today, remembering everything that happened. So, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before. Perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something. Telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much. That all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do, and every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit, and even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me. That it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move. That it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me. And part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice it simply lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. Because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there is already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind, the rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice. Until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion, till there is only my voice that you are hearing, only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. As I speak them, you listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely, without thought. You just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient. Just so deep and obedient. So very relaxed. Just listening to my voice. Listening to it and enjoying. Listening to it as you go deeper and deeper. Now, you are going to do something tomorrow when you wake up. It's going to be very simple, very, very easy to do. When you wake up tomorrow morning, you will see yourself as a woman. You will perceive yourself that way. You will get up in the morning, and you will put on women's clothing. That's right. That is the type of clothing you will put on from head to toe. Women's shoes, panties, slacks or a skirt, a bra, a blouse, makeup. You will style your hair appropriately. You will paint your fingernails. You will do everything to look as feminine as you possibly can. That is what you are going to do tomorrow morning. You won't even think about it. You won't think about who you were. You'll still remember all of your friends and everything else. You'll just simply see yourself as a woman. You'll remember your entire life from a woman's point of view, because that will be who you are when you wake up tomorrow morning, a woman. It won't be a matter of thinking, oh, I'm a guy. No, you won't even worry about it. You'll go through your day dressing as a woman, acting as a woman, thinking as a woman. When you go to the restroom, you will sit down and use the toilet the same way a woman would. You won't even think about what's between your legs, because you're a woman. You won't even notice it. You'll pay no attention to it whatsoever. You'll just simply do it automatically, and then continue on about your day, because that is exactly how your day is going to flow. You are going to spend the entire day as a woman. You will think female thoughts. You will act like a woman. All of your memories will be those of being a woman. You will remember being a woman in school. You will remember being a woman throughout your entire life. It will just simply be who you are. You won't question it. You won't think about it. You'll just act upon it. You'll get up. You'll dress appropriately. You won't notice, perhaps, that your breasts aren't as large as other women's. You'll just simply put on your bra. You won't notice your penis, because you'll be a woman. You won't even think about it. You won't notice it at all. You'll just simply do the few things you have to do with it automatically without ever thinking about them, and then go on with your day. You'll just ignore them. They aren't important. It isn't important, because tomorrow you are going to spend your day as a woman. From the moment you wake up until the moment you go to bed, You just simply will be a woman. All of your thoughts and memories will be your own. You will remember your entire life. You will just simply remember it as having been a woman from the moment you were born until now. All of your life stretched out behind you. Imagine that. Imagine that right now. Imagine what it would have been like had you been a woman from the moment you were born. Go ahead. Picture it in your mind, because that is exactly what you're going to believe tomorrow when you wake up, and you will act upon it. You will act upon it all day long, from the moment you wake up until the moment you go to bed. If you look in your closet and you see a bunch of men's clothes, you'll ignore them. They aren't yours. You don't want to wear them. You want to look pretty. You want to look nice. You want to dress in women's clothing, and that is what you are going to do. You are going to get up and get dressed and prepare yourself. You'll get up a little earlier than you normally do, because unlike a man, it takes a while to get yourself ready for the day. It takes a while to put on all of your woman's clothing, to make up your nails, to adjust your hair, to make your makeup look just perfect. All of that takes a while. You'll want to get up and take a nice, long, hot shower or bath. Something to help relax you, to help you feel good about yourself. And then you'll prepare and pamper yourself and go about your day. And you'll go through your day dressed as a woman. If things don't seem quite right, you'll ignore them. You'll just skim over and ignore anything that distracts you from feeling as feminine as you possibly can. That's right. You will feel as feminine as you possibly can all day long tomorrow. It will just simply be how your day flows from the beginning to the end. Every minute, every hour, every day, every thought are those of a woman. Feeling so very, very feminine each and every passing moment throughout the entire day. That is how you will spend your day. That is exactly how you will spend your day until you go to bed tomorrow night. And then, after you've gone to bed tomorrow night, when you wake up the next day, you will remember exactly who you are before the day started. You will go back to being a man, but you will remember everything about your day spent being a woman. You'll remember everything you did, exactly how you looked. You'll probably still have a few remnants, after all. Nail polish won't go away overnight, but it can be removed, as can everything else. But you'll still remember having been a woman. You'll remember every single aspect of it, and perhaps you'll listen to this file again so that you may enjoy it over and over again. But I think you're going to enjoy being a woman tomorrow. It'll be a very special, a very wonderful feeling, very different from being the man you are in day-to-day life. And you are going to pamper yourself as a woman. You're going to take extra special care of yourself so that you have a wonderful, beautiful day spent entirely as a woman from the moment you wake up until the moment you go to sleep tomorrow. You won't even think about being a man. Not even once. If the idea starts to form in your mind, it'll quickly skitter away. It'll quickly disappear as if it was never there in the first place, because that is not what tomorrow is about. Tomorrow is about being a woman, completely and utterly, for the entire day. That is what you are going to be. That is how you are going to feel, and that is how you are going to look. If your makeup doesn't go on perfectly the first time, you'll work on it. You'll work on it until it's perfect. If your perfume doesn't smell just right, you may wash and apply it again. If your nails don't look just right, well, then you'll remove the nail polish and start over again, painting each one until they look perfect, dressing yourself until you look perfect. If you have a wig, you may put it on. But you won't even notice it after that. You'll imagine it as your natural hair, or you'll realize it's a wig, but you'll just assume that that's what you felt like wearing that day. Because after all, it's going to be a day spent being feminine, spent being a woman, spent being female all day long. A very enjoyable, a very pleasant prospect, one that you want to experience and enjoy quite probably over and over again. Just a special feminine feeling that lasts throughout the day. After all, that's what you'll be. You'll wake up thinking of yourself as a woman, and you'll spend the entire day that way until you go to sleep. And then the next day you'll wake up and you'll be back to who you were, but you'll remember everything that happened and you'll be able to enjoy it fully. And now it is time. Time for you to wake back up. Go ahead and awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. And if you need to, listen to this file again, possibly even drifting off and falling asleep to it, if that's what you want to do. Repeat it as often as you want, so that tomorrow you can spend the entire day being a woman. Now, awaken. Awaken on the count of five. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake. And I hope you enjoyed.